Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Mike, I think he missed one.
I sat in the wrong seat. Who put me here?
Yeah, I was saying
reason how put the old boys
I was
on
talking
this
to Sam about that, Mike.
That was smart. You guys worked this all out, didn't you?
We think you sat in the right seat.
God, well, it's good to know the mandolin is in good hands, huh? Wouldn't you say?
Yep.
Well, heck, it's on me, ain't it?
You got the lick. We know you know it.
You could always pass it over to JS, man.
Yeah. No, I'll play something from Brazil. I fell in love with Brazilian mandolin playing back a few years ago. Yeah. I'll do the thing by the great mandolin player, Jacob do Bandolim, who was kind of the Bill Monroe of Brazil. There's a lot of mandolin players down there. And he's great, and he wrote some great tunes.
He records for acoustic discs.
He records for acoustic discs. David put out a bunch of music of his from the 50s and 60s. It's just amazing.
Mike, is it true that he was such a heavy dude? He was named after it.
That's right.
You know, like, of the mandolin?
Jacob do Bandolim, that's right. He was such a bad cat that they named him after the instrument.
Choro.
The bandolim is the instrument in Brazil. It's tuned just like this, a little different shape.
So that's why everybody calls me Sam?
Yeah,
it could be dog, you know. Sorry, boys.
Go ahead, Mike of Demand.
All right, so this is Jacob's sort of like flight of the